Joining us on the line to discuss this very, very topic is Jenny Fraser. Jenny is a London-based Jewish journalist and commentator. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. And thank you for getting up at an ungodly hour in London to chat to us. It is greatly appreciated. You know, when you and I set up this interview, it was before the release of that BBC train crash. What has the reaction been?
Well, I think people are absolutely astonished because it's not as though Corbyn doesn't have a whole retinue of handlers who you might have thought would have trained him better than he managed in the Andrew Neil interview. I mean, I think we ought to say from the outset that Andrew Neil is probably the most feared interviewer on British TV at the moment. He is relentless in his Rottweiler pursuit of an answer, and very few people come off better with him. But really, Corbyn was lamentable, and I think that in some respects, people in the Jewish community have a kind of, well, there you go, type of response to it, because people are feeling, you know, if you didn't believe us before, now look at what he said.
You know, he seems to have this persona of, that's a combination of a bumbling intellectual, which he isn't, but, I mean, the intellectual part, a bumbling intellectual, he pretends almost not to hear and understand a question, a naivety. Is this perceived as persona in the UK, or is this just perceived as a style used to obfuscate what is really going on?
Well, it's very odd. I mean, I have been certainly covering Jeremy Corbyn for, I would say, the better part of 30 to 35 years. And his persona in the early days was that of young radical firebrand who would say anything in favor of, you know, far left administrations. He was certainly not the magic grandpa persona, which is how he presents himself now. But I think there was certainly an effort by the people within his inner circle to clean him up, tidy him up, and get him a different kind of look in order to make him more presentable to the majority of the British public.
Is there any chance that we're wrong and that he's not an anti-Semite?
You know, anti-Semite is a real lethal hand grenade to call somebody. And I can't pretend to look into Jeremy Corbyn's heart and say that I know exactly what he thinks of Jews. I will say that he's probably extremely irritated by us, and that every time that he's asked about how he responds to Jews and Jewish concerns, he does this eye roll,
which
would say in anybody else, well, that's somebody who really hates Jews more than
disdain.
Is absolutely necessary.
It's absolute disdain that he has.
Yes, I'm afraid so. But I'm not, I don't know, I just don't know whether he is an anti-Semite. He just gives all
the
ingredients.
What are the Jewish community? I mean, certainly the article by the Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis is completely unprecedented as far as I am aware. It's a very bold statement and very unusual for a chief rabbi to take a political stance. I would imagine that he walks tries to walk a fairly neutral political line. The reaction, I mean, that to me is an indication of the anxiety that the Jewish community across the UK must be feeling right now.
Absolutely. People, I think, are in agony because people who are traditional Labour voters are feeling politically homeless and disenfranchised. They don't want to vote for the Conservatives because it's something that they would never have done. But they're feeling very much as though they've been left with no choice. What I will say is that Corbyn has succeeded in something unprecedented, which is the almost wall-to-wall approval by rabbis right across the denominations, not under the aegis of the chief rabbi, but people from progressive movements who've said, yes, we agree exactly with the chief rabbi. The rabbi in Maidenhead, Jonathan Romaine, leading reform rabbi, 2 weeks ago, took the unprecedented step of telling his congregation not to vote Labour. Now, Chief Rabbi Mervis hasn't done that, but he's asked people to consider what they're doing in this election. And certainly he's been backed across the board, which is, that's really unprecedented.
Yeah, and saying vote with your conscience. I mean, it's fairly clear what his message was without him saying it overtly, I would imagine.
I think, look, you know, on the whole, I'm not in favour of rabbis getting involved in politics. But on this occasion, I think what the Jewish community was crying out for was spiritual leadership, and right, he's certainly absolutely given us that in spades.
And I guess maybe this is no longer a question of politics, because maybe it isn't about policy, it's really about the future of the Jewish community of the UK.
It's about the future of the Jewish community of the UK, but I think, as Chief Rabbi Mervis said, it's a bigger issue. It's an issue of the moral soul of Britain, and which way it's going to jump. And I'm very heartened by hearing that Chief Rabbi's intervention has had support from the main Muslim Council of Britain, the Archbishop of Canterbury, from Hindu leaders, and you know, this is beginning to feel that it's something which everybody is getting on board with.
I'm chatting, if you've just tuned in, I'm chatting with Jenny Fraser. She is a UK journalist and commentator. She's been covering this story very, very closely, and I wanted to catch up with her. Moshe says, hi, sorry I missed that in the earlier interview that you're talking about with Corbyn. Can you explain what happened? Well, Moshe, actually the interview just so happened to happen yesterday, in which he was asked multiple times, four times actually, if he would apologize to the Jewish community for anti-Semitism, and he kept refusing to do so. But in fact, the interview is almost irrelevant, because there has been so much talk about it, and so many incidents and discussion around Jeremy Corbyn's anti-Semitism, that this is really just another example of it. A lot of there's been also, Jenny, a lot of commentary around what'll happen if. You know, we saw that in the United States, a lot of people saying, well, if Trump gets elected, I'm going to live elsewhere. And, of course, very few people did that. Do you think that in the events of Jeremy Corbyn becoming prime minister, do you think that that many in the Jewish community will take the decision to leave?
I think there's a lot of talk about it. That's certainly true. But there are other people who are feeling very angry that somewhere that they have felt that there is their hospitable, generous and comfortable home for decades, that they should be pushed and hounded out by somebody like Corbyn. And I think that at the moment it's just talk, because I think that both intervention and the Corbyn interview may have been a tipping point in the election trajectory. So, you know, it may not come to a Corbyn victory, and I think that's what everybody is holding on to.
In fact, and certainly I would support the latter, which is the fact that if in the unlikely event of this happening, that that people take a stance, that instead of just sort of giving up and allowing Jeremy Corbyn to chase you out of your home that might have been yours, or in fact it doesn't matter how long it is, has been for, if you're a voter and if you have a right to live there, then so be it. Of course, it will place strain on the relationship between Israel and the UK in so much as he's able to put pressure on that relationship, I imagine.
Yes, that's certainly true. But, you know, one of the interesting things to come out of these last few days is Corbyn's bland invitation to the chief rabbi and Jewish leaders to come and talk to him. I look forward to discussing things with him, he said, I believe. This is just nonsense, because the Jewish community has not sat down with Corbyn since April last year. And he was given a list of things that we in the community wanted the Labour Party to do in order to speed up their dealing with the issue of anti-Semitism, and nothing has been done. So, you know, these are really empty, hollow kind of invitations, and I do think that people now see that for what it is.
Absolutely. We'll certainly keep an eye on the story. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. That's London-based Jewish journalist and commentator Jenny Fraser talking to us from London this morning.